Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop. Mwah!
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. It's just me and you. You know, folks, I want to talk about something that I've talked quite a bit about this year. And, in fact, I've talked a little bit about it earlier in the week. But I think it bears repeating. And that is this thing about talking ourselves into whatever the economy is going to be. I love the quote that's attributed to Henry Ford. He said, if you think you can or if you think you can't, either way, you're probably going to be right. You know, if we read headlines that say small business sentiment is down, small businesses, CEOs are less optimistic, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then you find out that what happened was the number this month is 1/10 of a point below a 45-year record high. Well, that ain't down, my friends. That could be a rounding error. But that's not what the headline sees. There's a term called availability cascade. And I've written articles about this. You might want to look it up on Google or somewhere. Availability cascade is when you and I see something so much that it causes us to take action. Okay, so you open up your newspaper, and there's a report on small business sentiment. You open up a website and a news website, and there's something about Wall Street's jittery. And then the Fed and the president's getting into it on the economy or whatever. And you see that so much, that availability cascade causes you to make a decision about what you're hearing and take action on that decision based on what you think you're hearing. When the truth is, it might not be anywhere near as bad as the headlines are showing, or you're not even looking around you. Check your position. I'm going to ask you to do this as we go through this next year or two. When you're wondering about, okay, you know, should I believe the headlines? Should I believe Blasingame? Should I believe the U.S. Chamber? Should I believe in FIB? Who should I believe about what to do? What should I expect over the next year? When I'm budgeting, when I'm making decisions, hiring decisions, and investment decisions, when you're doing all that, don't listen to me. Don't listen to the NFIB. Don't listen to the Chamber. Look around you. One of my mentors used to say to me, check your position. When you're wondering how you're doing, check your position. In the infantry, we call that effective fire. Check your position. See how things are going. Look around you. In aviation, if you're flying an airplane and one of your key gauges shows something really dangerous, well, if before you crash land the plane because you think it's gonna, you know, you're gonna fall out of the sky, check, listen to your engine. If your oil pressure gauge goes out but your engine sounds fine, then it's the gauge that's wrong. It's not the engine. When you read a headline and that talks about small business sentiment being down, meanwhile, you're talking to your customers, and he says, I need to order some more of this. That's your indicator, my friends. That's your engine, not the stupid headline, not the gauge. Check your position. Look around you. Let's not let availability cascade take us down, because that can happen. That can absolutely happen. When these surveys are taken, they ask small business owners, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? Well, if you're one of those people they ask, and you've been reading a bunch of negative headlines that are prompted by clickbait headline creators, or are they created by politics, by presidential politics? Now, whether you like President Trump or not, there's no question that the Democrats don't want their opposition, President Trump, to have a good economy. They just don't. They won't admit that. But it would be the same thing if it were the other way around, the other party. Let's don't let presidential politics take us down. Check your position. Look around you. What are you seeing? What are your customers telling you? That's your indicator. That's what you should be making available to your brain. That should be defining your sentiment, not the headlines, not even what I tell you. All right, I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.